I'm Ben, and you're listening to the Sound Logic Podcast.
This is Mike. Each episode, we discuss one of music's greatest albums from Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 list.
Brought to you by two guys with no credentials.
So I have a question. So how old are you all?
Yeah, so we were both born in the fall of 82. I guess Mike's more winter.
You're like 37?
I just turned 37. Michael turned 37 in a couple months.
That's why you don't know what this music is. Okay.
Yep.
I read that and I was like, how do you not know what Intervision is? Like, how old am I? Like, yeah.
Sorry, friend.
Yeah. That's all right. Hey. So I don't know if you know Mike, but I'm 20 years older than both of you. So.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you do. I'm old.
You sound so young.
You don't see how I look right now, but I sound young. Yeah.
I'm sure you look beautiful.
I look like Minister's Monday is how I look.
Oh boy.
I have a feeling though that even when you're resting you still have fire.
Oh, maybe. A little bit less on Minister's Monday in the morning though.
Maybe so.
Oh gosh, yeah. So this is really cool that you guys do this.
We have had a lot of fun doing these together, but it seems like when we have a guest, especially a guest who like grew up with the music, it totally like opens up a whole new world for for Mike and for I.
Yeah. You know?
So cool.
Well, it's great. It's great to have that insight. And yeah, Carol, thank you so much for joining us. And I know you're busy. And you know, and I appreciate the work that you do too. I know that keeps people very busy and is tiring. So thank you for sharing this this piece of who you are with us.
This is kind of awesome. Thank you for having me. I just want to tell you, you have made Minister's Monday like a really good Monday. I've listened to Stevie Wonder all day long. So that's good. I'm really happy to be here.
And that's humbling. And you know, this has been a great experience for Ben and I. And we just did an interview with a very accomplished musician who's living in Holland, who we were connected through another mutual friend. And this guy, not only has he been playing in a funk band for 40 years and knows everybody in the business and played with James Brown, who we were talking about. So we were just, you know, very much feeling down at the bottom, not because he made us, because he was wonderful and gracious. And at the end, he said, guys, I thank you so much. You know, this has just opened up so many memories for me, and I really, really appreciate it. And we were like, come on. Like, it was really humbling. And for him to say, you know, thank you for this experience, it's just been just another blessing that not only are we enjoying it, but we're hearing how this project and bringing other people in on it, even though it was just something fun for us to do to hang out, now it's become something that's bringing joy to other people, and that just makes it so much more special. So I really appreciate that you say that, and we're finding that that's a response we're getting from even people that we hold in really, really high regard in terms of their experience with music and in the industry are saying, like, thanks for doing this. I've really enjoyed revisiting these memories.
So. It's pretty awesome. I think we forget how much we love music, and it's really easy to sort of get into like your current top 10 or top 20 on your rotation on Spotify or something. So this really is a treat. It made me think about stuff I haven't listened to for a while and made me go back to Stevie Wonder's other album, Talking Book. And yeah, so you guys are doing a great service. You really are.
Thank you.
Yeah, it gives us a very good excuse to stay connected. When Mike and I grew up together, our moms put us in the church nursery together as infants and just kind of shared a lot of life space growing up. But then I moved away to college, and we have a national border in between us. So this gives us a reason to stay connected and stay conversing. And so selfishly, it's been awesome to keep that going. But it also pulls in other wonderful things, too, as we've been going. So
it's a win-win.
It's a win for everyone, we hope.
Yeah. Okay.
If you like what you hear, subscribe on your favorite podcast app and write a review.
Send us a message at our Facebook page, on Instagram, or through our SoundLogic Podcast Twitter feed. Thanks for listening.